I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Stick Against Stone was a Pittsburgh band formed in the early 1980s, fusing punk with global rhythms. They soon relocated to Eugene and recorded a show at Saturday Market that, nearly 30 years later, is just being released on CD as Stick Against Stone Live, the Oregon Bootleg Tapes. A new version of the band, Stick Against Stone Orchestra, has released a new album called Get It All Out, and a documentary DVD of the same name is also being produced. Joining us is Will Kreff, the sound man for Stick Against Stone in their Eugene days and instrumental in bringing Stick Against Stone to new light. Hi, Will.
Hi.
What were the key factors that drove the music at that time, musical or political?
The politics of the time were the early Reagan years. Punk rock had hit Eugene in about, when I was going to college there, in about 82, 83. I tend to think of it now as it was the years when a lot of the hippies got haircuts and became punk rockers, some of them, of course.
Why did the band relocate to Eugene from Pittsburgh?
The band was on a tour that was sponsored by Youth Party International, better known as the Yippies. They were sponsoring the Rock Against Reagan tour between the summer of 1983 and the summer of 84. The Yippies are best known in history as the New York-based kind of radicals that Abbie Hoffman and Jerry Rubin were a part of in the Chicago 7, 8, or 10, depending on your count. And they were into trying to keep a countercultural message alive in the U.S. in the Reagan years, and trying to also have both a comedy and music tour that was going to culminate with two different political conventions, the Democratic in San Francisco and the Republican in Dallas, and they did that. They then went down the West Coast to play in San Francisco and Los Angeles, opening for bands like Dead Kennedys and Minutemen. But eventually they kind of ran out of money and their bus broke down. They were in a big yellow school bus, kind of a wacky thing, a little bit of kind of a punk rock version of Further. They fixed that bus and drove it back from San Diego to Olympia, where they camped over the winter and then wound up walking down my street in Eugene the following spring of 84. And immediately we recognized each other and we clicked.
When you listen back to that music now, what about it stands up to you after 30 years of time?
To me, it's the energy and the kind of vibrant verve within it. It's the percussive jolt of Richard Vitale, their drummer, who passed away, sadly, just a few years ago, and the combination of the drum and bass duo of Richard and David Soul, a phenomenal, phenomenal bass player who now resides in the San Francisco area. And on top of that, it was just five people who practiced and practiced and practiced and practiced. They spent a whole year in 1984 writing. In their basement in West Eugene, they woodshedded this material for months and months. And then when they came out in the spring of 85 to perform the music live, it was super airtight.
Stick Against Stone recorded live at Eugene's Saturday Market in 1985 with a bit of a song called Instant from the Oregon Bootleg Tapes. I hear a sonic connection between a few things there. Something like Talking Heads seemed to be somewhat of an influence, and maybe even there was a band out of Australia called Hunters and Collectors at that point, too, that also had that global horn sort of really driving kind of punk edge, but truly a global rhythm as well. I would imagine that there were some bands that influenced Stick Against Stone out of that ilk.
Absolutely. The drummer, Richard, was the son of a jazz drummer back in Indiana, PA, a little town in central Pennsylvania. They, in the 70s, his family owned the only record store in town. Over a course of a few years in the late 70s, Richard Jr., the drummer, was availing himself of music like Ayerto Moreira and Flora Purim from Brazil, Fela Kuti from Africa, also lots of art rock. You know, drummers like Bill Bruford were a huge influence on him. And blending those things together with a love of jazz and folk music eventually kind of wound up giving them the sound that came into the album.
Why did it take so long for this record to get out? 30 years is a long time.
Back then, making recording in the studio, pressing an album, and let alone getting a record deal, was just a nigh on impossible, and people hadn't really mastered the business side of the music industry as a DIY, do-it-yourself thing.
Yeah. Well, 3 decades later, there's a new version of the band, the Stick Against Stone Orchestra. In terms of the band's sound, how would you say the new sound relates to the old sound?
That sound on the orchestra is evocative of their earliest roots in Pittsburgh. They had no guitars. It was a band that wanted to do something that was closer to Don Cherry and Ornette Coleman, mixed with King Crimson and, it's hard to say, more of a little bit of mix of avant-garde with the energy of punk rock.
Stick Against Stone Orchestra on KLCC with a bit of everybody's song, The Music Business, from the 2012 release, Get It All Out. Will, what's next for Stick Against Stone now?
There's another album we're working on, and we haven't started a Kickstarter campaign for it yet, but it is a re-recording of the material from the Eugene years with several of the original members, and that's something we hope to have released in 2015.
What that was going on in the 1980s then politically still seems to be relevant in 2014 from your perspective.
The government then and now is something that people have a lot of questions about. The politics of the early 80s have some commonalities with the politics of 2014.
It's unfortunate, perhaps, then, that some of the old songs are still relevant 30 years later.
Yes. For good, better, or worse, there are connections between the past and the present.
Well, thank you very much for taking a few minutes today.
My pleasure. I appreciate the time, too.
Will Krath from the Stick Against Stone and Stick Against Stone Orchestra, a new version of the 1980s global post-punk band called Stick Against Stone. The CD Stick Against Stone Live, the Oregon Bootleg Tapes, is being released on May 20th after being recorded at Eugene's Saturday Market in 1985. For information on Stick Against Stone and the Stick Against Stone Orchestra, including the CD Get It All Out, the forthcoming CD, and the DVD, stickagainststone.com. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.